Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us live on the line now is Peter Feuerherd, who has been following this story and has been joining WBEN kind of throughout the crisis here in the Buffalo Diocese. And now, Peter, conflicting reports out of Rome as to what the future is for Buffalo Bishop Richard Malone. We heard yesterday that his resignation might be imminent, coming within a day or two. And then we're hearing this morning somebody speaking with him outside of St. Peter's, and Malone said that the rumors are absolutely false. So amidst all this confusion as to what to believe, who to believe, in your experience in dealing with this, when word of a resignation comes down, how does that usually happen, and who gets the final say? What do you believe when you kind of hear all these rumors and waiting on that final source?
Well, I'm as befuddled as you are. The latest revelation of Malone actually saying he wasn't resigning, I just came off an airplane, so I did not hear that till right now. I know yesterday Chris Lamb of the London Tablet, which is a very respected British Catholic publication, he said that Malone was ready to resign. It would come from Vatican sources. It would come from an official note from the Vatican. And if that hasn't happened, it hasn't happened.
Now, is it possible that Malone this morning is telling now this other reporter that that report is absolutely false just because that word is supposed to come from the Vatican? And he, you know, maybe he did tender his resignation, but because the official word has not come, it hasn't been said by the Pope yet, he is waiting for that official process to take place?
That could be one possibility, or the other possibility is that this was just a pure rumor that had no truth to begin with. My understanding is that the original story came out of a tweet, God bless Twitter, from this reporter from the London Tablet.
Right. Now,
and it was an unnamed source that he cited. So it kind of leaves us a little bit in the dark.
Right. And he's the only Vatican reporter to do that. No one else corroborated that. Now, Peter, we know that Bishop Malone is meeting with the Pope tomorrow on Friday. Is there anything to read into that, that the resignation would come after that meeting?
Again, it could. Now, Bishop Malone is in Rome for what is a routine meeting of the New York State bishops every 5 years. It's called an ad limina bishop, ad limina visit, when bishops of a particular region of the world go visit the Pope, kind of talk to headquarters, so to speak. And that is what's happening in Rome right now. The meeting in Rome has little to do officially with Malone's situation. It has to do with the New York State bishops gathering together to meet with the Pope. Now, they may very well talk about the Bishop Malone situation. It will be behind closed doors. We will not know until an announcement is made.
Do you make anything of the bishop, Bishop Malone, that is, being able to give a homily yesterday?
No, I would say that was, well, in retrospect, we may say they may well have given him the homily as a kind of farewell present. I don't know. But, I mean, I would suspect one of the New York State bishops would have had to do the homily, would have had to celebrate the Mass. They celebrated the Mass together, I'm sure. So, he's one of I'm trying to remember how many dioceses are in New York State, five or six of them. So he's one of that group.
And so they were all probably taking part in this. Is that what you're saying?
I would think so, yes.
Okay. Now, there's also reports that the Brooklyn bishop, who was investigating Bishop Malone here in Buffalo with the apostolic visitation, he is now accused of sexual abuse, kind of tainting that. What do you make of that?
Well, it is an accusation. It is the opening up of the New York State statute of limitations. And I was actually very surprised. Bishop DiMarzio has a very strong reputation on handling sex abuse, both in the Diocese of Camden, New Jersey, and in Brooklyn. It is an accusation. He's innocent until he's proven guilty. Maybe there's something to this. Maybe there's not. This incident apparently is said to have happened many, many years ago, whether there was confusion or whatever. But it is about this horrible thing that's happening in the church, and I wouldn't want to speculate whether it's true or whether it's not.
You know, when that story came out yesterday, I think it says something that most people who saw the headline weren't surprised, whether they know who DiNunzio is or not.
That's true. That's the sad part of it all. We've seen so much. It can be overwhelming at times. But, you know, there are human beings. This is hard to... We have to remember there are human beings on both sides of this equation, and the accuser and the accused deserve consideration.
You know, I am curious because I always wonder in situations like this, how aware do you think the Pope himself actually is of what's happening in the Buffalo Diocese and of, you know, Bishop Malone's role in all of the controversy that's happened here over the past couple of years? Because he's overseeing the Catholic Church across the entire world. He has a lot of things, I'm sure, that get brought to him every single day. I mean, I would imagine he can't be that hands-on with this, even though Malone and others around him are actually there right now.
Good point. It is a big world. It is a big church. How much the Pope knows about the particularities of the Buffalo situation is a question. I would look for the model of the Chile situation a few years ago when the Pope was forced to confront systemic sex abuse in that church. And at first was very defensive. And then after meeting with victims, he changed his mind, demanded the resignation of the Chilean bishops. So he is very aware of this issue. I think he's very aware that his papacy will be judged in the light of history on how he deals with this. Now, Buffalo is a small piece of that. I think he's well aware of it now. I think especially with the ad libitum visit, I'm sure that is something he has been very well briefed on as the New York State bishops come to visit him.
Peter, the Vatican bulletin is out for the day. It does not list the Malone resignation. So if it is to come, it would not be today, right?
Yeah, it seemed to be that our correspondent in Rome indicates that if it weren't to come today officially, it would have to wait till after Malone gets back to the States.
Okay, well, that's all really good information to know. And as you mentioned at the very top, perplexing for a lot of us, especially who aren't, you know, day-to-day in the middle of this. Peter, thanks so much for joining us this morning and shedding some light on some of these topics. That is Peter Feuerherd joining us. He's been covering this issue extensively, joining us many times before. You can see his work in the National Catholic Reporter.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.